start.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lately. So, like I said, I look forward to watching it. You know, it's going to be an excellent game.
All right, I want to hear what your take is on it, Chi-Town.
Well, we've been discussing these two teams. I mean, it's a big one, you know, for, of course, the reasons, LSU being one of the top teams, you know, so I might say they're number one. According to Tex, you know, he thinks they're still number one, and, hey, it's a big one. They got to, you know, and go down the swamp, but, you know, it's huge. SEC. I mean, I wouldn't be able to catch the game, but I'm definitely going to listen to it on the radio. But it's going to be a big one, though.
I mean, but who do you have winning it?
I mean, for that one, it's going to really show the tell, you know, like Mike was saying about how some of the close ones LSU's been having, you know, but, you know, everybody has them the favor, this and that. So I'm going to give them the favor of this game and pick LSU. So I think it's going to be a close game. But then,
okay,
too, since there being some say it should be number one, it wouldn't surprise me, too, if LSU, you know, blows Florida out. I wouldn't be surprised by that if that happens, but, you know, but hopefully we get a good game. But I think LSU will pull it out. In the swamp, when they say gator bait, now the Cajun, they should have a saying, the Cajun going slaying the gator. Well, they're going to have some gator stew and some gator, you know, that gator stuff, you know what I'm saying, for food. So that's what LSU going to have, some Cajun gator.
All right. Tex, what you got? Who you got in this game and why? I want you to please explain to the people why.
What?
Please explain to the people why.
No, I will. I'm taking LSU. You guys know, I mean, it's no secret how I feel about Florida. It's no secret at all about how I feel about Florida. But LSU, I think Les Miles has won 31 games against 31 games against top 25 teams. Yeah, they're on the road, but they're 6-2 against the spread the past 8 games on the road against ranked teams. LSU is they're not going to blink an eye. Of course, they haven't looked like Oregon on offense or the 2000 Ravens on defense. But, you know, this is a team with experience. This is a team that has players that went into Tuscaloosa and won last year. You know, this is not a young team playing a big game like Florida is, even though they are at home. I can't see LSU going in there losing unless they just play a mistake real game. I mean, I still do like Florida, but I mean, it's, you know, Florida goes on the road and they beat Tennessee, they beat A&M. Now let's see if you can hold that. It's a different kind of beast being at home, trying to hold that home field advantage against a squad like LSU, who's a perennial BCS title contender. This is a whole.
Oh, really?
This is new territory for Florida. Yes, it is. So I think LSU has been there. I think they've done that. I think LSU goes, and I think they handle business. I think it'll be a close game because that's how it is. But I don't think LSU will be shell-shocked in the swamp. They've done this before.
Well, first of all, I predicted 2 weeks ago that Florida would beat them. I predicted that on this show. You can go back and look at the tape. Okay. Now, the thing that I wasn't expecting was, I think a lot of people think Florida's going to win this game now. If LSU didn't play the way they played last week against Towson University, a lot of people would have been like, LSU's going to beat them. I'm sticking by my pick. I'm sticking with the Florida Gators because the quarterback play at LSU is horrible. It's just flat out horrible. And, I mean, I understand the formula for winning in the SEC, play dominant defense, run the ball, and make sure the quarterback doesn't do anything stupid. I got that. But the quarterback they got at LSU, he's prone to do anything stupid. He's not even a game manager. He's very bad. He looks the part now, but he doesn't play the part by far. He can't even play the part. So you asked the question a few weeks ago, Tex, who would you take? Would you take LSU's defense versus Driscoll? Like I said, I'll take Driscoll in that running game with Gillespie against that LSU defense versus that LSU defense. Versus that what is it? I'm sorry, what was the analogy? I'll take Driscoll and Gillespie versus the LSU defense.
Nah,
LSU offense versus the UF defense.
Nah,
so,
I'll take LSU's O-line and the four-headed running backs over pretty much any defense in the SEC. And I definitely love LSU's veteran defense against Jeff Driscoll. Like I said, you know how I feel about Florida, Clauzel.
Hold up.
You know how I like them. You know I like them, but
hold up.
Now you have a bump in the road.
No. See, when you say Jeff Driscoll versus that LSU defense, you can't just say Jeff Driscoll because it's Jeff Driscoll and Gillespie together. You got to put them two in the same unit. And Jeff Driscoll's not one of these guys that's going to throw the ball all over the field. He's one of these guys that's predicated off Gillespie. So I take Gillespie and Jeff Driscoll against that LSU defense, which is going to be a tough task. But I think the lack of production from LSU's quarterback, because UF's going to be able to stop LSU's running a game. I really believe that. I think they're going to be able to stop that running game in the swamp. That's the key, in the swamp.
But, it's not really a matter of who stops who. It's who wears down first. Okay, you got four running backs for LSU. You understand what I'm saying? You got four different styles. You can rely on this in the swamp, going into the swamp. I mean, you have Gillespie, whatever his name is, however you pronounce it, and you have Driscoll. But okay, I tell you what. Set a line at rushing yards of LSU versus Florida and Florida versus LSU, over under. Set a line.
Okay, give me a number. Do you think LSU will run for over 150 yards?
Do I think LSU will run for over 150 yards?
Against Florida's defense. Because I think Florida's defense is pretty good. They're a top five SEC defense. So I don't think LSU's, even with the four-headed monster they have, I don't think LSU's going to be able to successfully run the ball all game against Florida. I don't think they will. And what it comes down to is dinking and ducking by the quarterback. And can that quarterback at LSU dink and duck? And I don't think he can. He's a horrible quarterback.
I don't even think it's about that. I think it's about who wears down first.
Yeah, you're right. It's about who wears down.
Metaburger, he's not the best quarterback in the world, but he ain't horrible.
Oh, really?
He didn't throw for 400 more yards than Jeff Driscoll as of right now and has more touchdowns.
But Jeff Driscoll is not a throwing quarterback.
He won't run versus LSU, I promise you that.
Yeah, what is it?
Driscoll?
I'm gonna set it at 100. I'll take the 100 on 100. Whichever team rush for the most yards win the game. It won't be Florida.
Well, no, I don't think that. I think it's more so to the quarterback play. I don't think Mettenberger can be a game manager. I think Driscoll can make plays. He's capable of making plays. He's shown that he's capable of making plays when you need to make plays, because that's what's going to boil down to, because both defenses aren't going to give you anything. But Driscoll, I think, has the ability to make a play, you know, third and four. He can run for the first down, you know, third and ten.
He ran for a couple of plays, man, but he ain't no Mike Vick or no, he ain't no Tim Tebow.
Hold on, Mike.
Ain't nobody say that.
But what I'm saying is,
You just said he can make plays.
He can make plays. Michael Vick can break out of anywhere and run in the midfield and run for 40, 50 yards. I'm not talking about that. That's not Driscoll. I'm talking about third and four. He can do that. He can get the first.
That's big
done that consistently the whole year.
If you have a quarterback who can make plays on third and four consistently, that's big time. I don't see Jeff Driscoll being that kind. He might be, but
he's done it all year. He's been doing
this
all year. He did it against Tennessee. He did it against Texas A&M. All right, whatever. Shot time, do you have any opinions? And if anybody wants to call, you can call in at 347-237-5539. I know some people are listening on Facebook, and I know some people have some opinions. Go call up and say your opinions.
Word I was trying to say when I was talking, you know, the Cajuns are going to turn Gator to some good old Gator jambalaya. But, yeah, I mean, the guy that I'll say, I mean, like I said, I still don't question about, you know, but, I mean, he's better than, you know, the quarterbacks they have, you know, Jordan Jefferson. And Driscoll kid, I mean, hey, like Tex was saying, Florida's a young team. LSU is.
Oh, that's not going to stop you there.
It's a big
game. He was better than Jordan Jefferson?
Favorite LSU. I mean,
he's still
a young quarterback.
Hold on, wait.
He's definitely going to have a test in that game.
Hold on, you said he was better than Jordan Jefferson. He's not playing better than Jordan Jefferson. What are you talking about?
He's not.
But whatever.
Hold on, I can't hear what you said, Clauso. What did you say?
No, I think Shatown Mike said Mettenberger was better than Jordan Jefferson. No, he's not playing better than Jordan Jefferson. I watched that game against Towson last
week. Dude, Mettenberger ain't bad, Clauso. I'm telling you, he got over 1,000 yards already in the season. He's not bad.
Okay, whatever.
He's
horrible.
He's going to end up with about 3,000 yards and about 25 touchdowns. You know, which in the SEC is pretty good.
And is Mettenberger, is he a freshman or sophomore or what?
Nah,
he's
a sophomore, but he's actually a transfer. He was at Georgia and didn't win the starting spot over Aaron Murray, and he transferred to a JC, then he transferred to the LSU.
I mean, that ain't too bad, though. I mean, like I said, he's making his first year starting, and he's only a sophomore, so, hey, I mean, like I said.
Florida also is getting Jelani Dinkins back this game, too. He's a big part of their defense.
He can't be as bad as Jordan Jefferson. Like I said, Jordan Jefferson had more experience than this kid. So hey, I give the kid.
He's
still
Jefferson.
Young.
And I told Jamal this earlier this week. LSU may lose two out of the next three games. I said it first. Okay, I want to hear from this caller here. I have an idea who this is. 850 CMC Firestorm.
All right, here we go here with this LSU Florida talk, man. First off, you know I'm picking LSU in this one. It was like it was said before, I take LSU's defense going against Florida's offense in turn of, you know, LSU's offense over Florida's defense. The thing about Florida this season and the reason that they had a lot of success against the teams that they played so far, most specifically Texas A&M and Tennessee, is that once they were on offense and they were running the ball, whether it was with Driscoll or Gillisley, especially in the Tennessee game when they pretty much were pulling it ahead, there were a lot of plays where the defense didn't even set the edge on most of those plays, or they pretty much were sleeping on their defensive coverages. A lot of their plays that they had for touchdowns were like for long games, 80 yards, 75 yards and such. So it was like either Tennessee was confused on the coverage or they missed their containment on the edge. LSU won't do that.
Yeah.
So I pretty much give them that advantage on that side. Now on the flip side with LSU's offense, now, Clauso, you should know more than anybody that the way that Florida can be beat is by running the ball up the middle, up the gut, and keep doing it, keep hurting them, keep hurting them. You went to that Alabama game last year, and you saw Florida was demoralized.
That's right.
So, that four-headed running back core that they have at LSU, they're going to keep doing that.
I think Florida will have the personnel to stop that. I haven't seen anybody run through the Florida Gators this year up down the middle. I haven't seen it. I didn't see Tennessee do it. I saw Tennessee do it against Georgia, which we will get into in a few minutes. But I didn't see them do it against Florida. So I understand LSU has a four-headed monster. They're going to come at whatchamacallit. I mean, the Florida Gators defense. But what I'm saying
and the other thing is this. I haven't really seen Florida's defense as far as, like, forcing turnovers. Other than watching that Tennessee game when Tyler Bray threw those interceptions, I haven't really, like, seen the Florida defense, like, get out, force turnovers, force fumbles and such. We know that LSU is known for doing that. We know that LSU is, you know, known for forcing fumbles with the defensive line, the front four, and they have the defensive backs that have, you know, gotten those interceptions. You have at least two players on LSU that have two interceptions already this season. So I'd rather take that LSU's defense going against Florida's offense than on the flip side. That doesn't mean that it's going to be a blowout. It's still going to be a close game, but I'm still picking LSU.
Well, this is the thing I'm saying. Okay. In regards to LSU is a four-headed monster coming at the middle Florida's defense. I think I personally believe Florida's defense will be able to stop that on top of the home field advantage in the swamp. So then, obviously, Florida is not going to be able to move the ball against LSU. They will not be able to do that at all. So what it boils down to is who can make plays, Mettenberger or Driscoll? I'm going with Driscoll. Because Driscoll has consistently shown throughout the year that he can make plays. Like I just mentioned earlier, that's third and four. He can run and get 4 yards. Coverage breaks down, he can get that. Okay? I'm not saying he's Michael Vick, Cali Mike. He's nowhere near that league. But he's a mobile guy. He can run. Okay? So I'm taking Florida winning this game. But if this was in Death Valley, I think LSU would win.
It's gonna be like Thor Smith trying to run against the Gators back in that BCS title game. It's gonna be like Troy Smith trying to run. You can't think that Driscoll gonna make some plays on LSU.
Yeah, he's gonna make a few. Right, I'm not saying he's gonna make them consistently throughout the game, but he's gonna make the play. I think he's gonna make the key play to win the game. That's what I think. It could be a third down.
Nobody's
going to
hold you to that.
We're going to
hold you to that,
Clausell.
Yeah, please hold me
to that. Like I said, I think if this game was anywhere else besides the swamp, that LSU would just tear these cats up. Only reason I'm giving Florida is because it's in the swamp. But like I said, if you compare the teams, LSU is a better team. Like I say, Florida has the talent. But like I say, they have the talent, but they have to play up to their talent.
Here's the other point that I could bring up about the Florida Gators as a team. Now, with the exception of beating Tennessee, like, earlier this year, that Tennessee game was the first game that they pretty much won against the ranked team since 2009. I mean, when it comes to, like, facing teams that are better than them, they pretty much not – you know, gotten up to it. I mean, I think, the Coastal is pretty much like, I don't think you won a game against the right team until they beat Tennessee. So you got to also put that into account as well, as far as, like, how will they adjust against playing against a better team?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I
agree with
hey,
that.
Hey, we going to find out this weekend.
Nobody this whole year besides Tennessee.
We going to find out this weekend. And my thing is, they've been getting better every week.
Just like Bama ain't played nobody.
What'd you say?
Just like Bama ain't played nobody either.
Whatever, man. We're going to get
well, we get on that later. We got that. We get on that later.
Speaking of Bama, Ole Miss gave a little go in the early part of the game. I was thinking about all that stuff Clausell was saying. I mean, Ole Miss had it a little bit, but then Bama pulled away.
But let me tell you something real quick, though. Let me tell you something. To be honest, any team that you would call a BCS gang or title contender, I didn't see not one team that we would call that was impressive this past weekend. None of these teams, even the ones that had to come back and win, Alabama wasn't impressive. I didn't see any team that impressed me this weekend. It was kind of as ho-hum weekend of college football.
Yeah, that's true. It was a real
The best teams. I mean, it really wasn't the best football played by the best teams in the nation. Honestly.
I agree with that.
Hey, James, I got to put you on hold here. I got to get another call here. 334. CMC Firestorm, you're online. You there? 334. Hello? All right, I'm going to have to take him off hold. Let's put him on hold. All right, let's go into the next topic here. Another big game a lot of people have issues with my prediction. Georgia versus South Carolina. And I want to know, who do you think is going to win this game here? I'm going to go with you, Cali Mike, first. Who you got?
First off, let me say this. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, for some reason I'm thinking this game is just going to be a stinker. I don't know why. It's just in the back of my mind, like I said, I haven't been impressed by either one of those teams this year. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm looking at I'm thinking it's going to be a stinker. That being said, I'm going to still have to go ahead and pick Georgia. I guess, like I said, I think the quarterback, I like Aaron Murray. I think they lost one of their wide receivers though this past weekend, or somebody got injured. But overall, like I said, I like Georgia. You know, they have a good defense. They got Jarvis Jones on D. You know, Aaron Murray, like I said, he's an NFL top quarterback. So I'll give him the edge. But like I said, I don't know. For some reason, I'm thinking this is gonna be a real stinker.
Stinker, Mike. Oh man.
I don't think
it's going to be a blowout. I just don't think it's going to be a good game overall. I mean, like I say, neither team is really impressing me at all. You know, I don't know. I'm not really looking forward to watching.
But them two have a rivalry, you know, Georgia and South Carolina. You know, they're not, you know, distance-wise not too far from each other. So, where Athens and, you know, where South Carolina playing Columbia. So, that's going to be a game. What a game to have, you know, a rivalry like that with them two. Beginning, you know, the month of October, you know, it's the time now with the BCS coming out, you know, in a couple of weeks. And also, both teams undefeated. You know what I'm saying? They both are ranked.
United States,
you know, I see they're ranked, but
hold on, Mike. And, fortunately, working with my colleagues in the news hour, who are terrific. Professionals, I always begin with them. Say, okay, help me out.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, it was Mike. He has the debates on or something. I'm not sure. Wait till he turns it off. Let me get your opinion, text for Chi-Town so he can turn off the phone, turn off the debates. What's your opinion on Georgia versus South Carolina, text?
Maybe that was Tex that got knocked off. Anyway, let's move on.
Oh, Tex got knocked off?
Maybe that was. Maybe I think just me and you are on.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that guy. That was stupid smartphone. So.
Okay. What's your opinion on Georgia versus South Carolina, Tex?
I have Georgia. I do like SC. Like the front seven. I think the quarterback is fine. I like the running back, but I just think Georgia is deeper in the backfield. I like the quarterback. I like the receivers. I think they're a more balanced offense. I think they have more ways. I think they have more ways that they can beat you than South Carolina can.
I got South Carolina in this game. And, you know, I posted something on Facebook where I had South Carolina pick that number 3 in the country. I got a lot of outrage from people. Oh, well, you know, I feel like they're a legitimate top defensive team. I don't think Georgia has a really good defense, and it was shown last week when Tennessee was running the ball over them on 10 straight plays. I don't know if you saw that text. Remember I was texting you about that?
I think Tennessee is a young, up-and-coming team that – that can be explosive. I don't think it's anything more than that, brother.
Really? If somebody runs the ball straight up the middle, there's nothing fancy about running the ball up the middle between somebody for 10 straight plays. And Tennessee's a passing team, too, on top of that. So, I mean.
Well, it is if you like to. If you like
Georgia,
to. If you pass the ball and you like to use misdirection at times, then you soften up the middle.
I know where you're going at there. I can't buy that. I just think something's up with that Georgia defensive line, particularly in the middle. I mean, they have a good end that can rush the passer, but South Carolina's more one of these teams. They run the ball, and the quarterback just manages the game with Connor Shaw. And I said, I compared Connor Shaw with E.J. Manuel statistically, not based on ability. A lot of people had an issue with that right there. But I think statistically they're comparable because they have the similar quarterback rating. But I got South Carolina based on the fact that South Carolina is just going to ground and pound Marcus Lattimore and the backup running back they got there against that Georgia defensive line, which will keep the Georgia offense off the field. And on top of that, Georgia just lost one of their key weapons. And on top of that, the game's in South Carolina. So I think South Carolina will win this game and prove to the nation that they're a legitimate top-five team. And Georgia will prove to the nation, based on their defense, that they are not a top-five team. I think they're the most overrated team in the SEC, particularly on defense. Yeah. Offensively, they're the best offense in the SEC. I got you there. They're best. Win in the SEC, you cannot you cannot give up. You cannot let people run on the ball like you like that, because the word is out. You know, and if you can't play defense, particularly stopping the run, you will not win the SEC. And we know that's the fact. Now, what you got to say, Tex?
Give me Georgia, the quarterback, and the weapons. Give me their backfield depth. All right?
I agree.
So, Claudio, you finally said something positive. So, that Georgia offense is better than Alabama's offense, correct, right?
Yeah, it's better than Alabama's offense. Yeah, in terms of passing the ball and running the ball. Yeah, I'll give you that. They're a better offense. They're not a better team than Alabama, but they're a better offense. But I think they're not a legitimate top five team based on their defense. Let me get a caller in. Let me get this 334 caller in again. Hold up, goodness. 334, CMP Firestorm, are you there? 334. 334. 200, are you there? CMT Firestorm.
Yeah, hello, Claudio. Yeah, this is Mr. Platt. Y'all boys, y'all yelling too much here on the phone. Y'all need to get off real quick.
What? Who is this?
I said, this is Mr. Platt from FAMU. Get off. You yelling too loud, son. You yelling too loud. Y'all need to tone it down a bit.
What?
No, there's somebody playing a prank, man. There's somebody playing a prank, man. Who is this, man? All right, well.
This is Mr. Platt from Gibbs Hall. You're yelling too loud. I got my sailor hat on. You're yelling too loud. You need to tone it down a bit.
I got to put this guy on hold, man. There's somebody making a prank, yo.
I think I might know who it is.
No, it's somebody from Alabama. I know that. But, went to FAMU.
Is it Izzy?
He said something about Mr. Platt. Hold on, I'll get the next caller in. 850, are you there? 850. Oh, man. One more time.
Try to get him again.
I'm going to try to get him again. One more time. 850, are you there? CMT Firestorm.
Yeah, 850. Yeah, This is Mr. Platt again. You tried to get me off the phone. You can't get me off.
I'm sorry.
I switch different phones when I want. I'm back, and I need you to tone it down a bit.
All
right. That's how we roll. We do it uncut, uncensored, you know, without the cussing, but that's how we do it, si.
All right. No, Mike, don't encourage it, man.
All right. I had to remove these two people. If you want to call back in, please call back. Be respectful of the show. Let me see, 850. 850. 850. CMT Firestorm.
Your phone connection, all right?
I don't know, something's wrong. All right, well, let's just go to the next topic.
Yeah.
All right, Texas versus West Virginia. Big game for the Big 12 standings. Who do you have to win? Let me start with you, Shottown. Who you got?
That's a big game for both. West Virginia, first year in the Big 12. They hot. Hearing everything about Geno Smith. The old saying, going with the hot hand. I'm going to go with West Virginia in that one. I'm going to go with West Virginia over Texas. Might be another shootout. Who knows? Might be a score of 70-60 or something like that. But anyway, West Virginia, Geno Smith.
All right. Tex, what you got?
I'm going to go with West Virginia, too. Geno Smith might be the best player playing in that game, first or second behind one of those DN that Texas has. I think Texas's defense, you know, on paper, they're supposed to be pretty good, but they haven't showed up this year. This is a game where they really need to show up, and they're just having too many problems defensively in places that they shouldn't be having to be able to stop West Virginia from doing whatever they want to do on offense. Give me West Virginia, even in Austin.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to go with West Virginia. The way Geno Smith is playing right now, I mean, he's lights out. He's lights out. I mean, I don't know anybody that can stop that offense right now. We'll see. I mean, Texas, and then Texas Tech also is going to be a tough challenge for him too, but because they got the number one defense in the country, actually better than Alabama and Florida State. But I'm going to go with Geno Smith and West Virginia in this game. I don't think it'll be no 70 points, obviously. It'll probably be in the 20, 30 range. He'll have over 300 yards. I don't think he'll have over 400 yards. I think Texas has been playing fairly good, but I don't know about their defense. I don't think their defense has been playing that well, particularly against Ole Miss. I'll go with West Virginia. I think are they a legitimate top five team? West Virginia? Top.
I don't just borderline. I'd say borderline. They're better than Oklahoma State, who you know, I don't know what the refs on with that call last week, but I mean they're way better than Oklahoma State in my opinion, and you know, Texas needed a couple of calls to you know, to get that thing headed their way, so you know, just give me West Virginia. You know, if they're a top five team, probably borderline. I'd say borderline right now. Definitely top 10. Don't know about top five because the defense is weak.
My team that I picked in the beginning of the year, you know, my dark horse team was the Texas Longhorns. And like I say, I still got to go with them. The defense hasn't been playing up to his ability, but we know that the talent is there. They got, you know, like I said, they have a very talented defense. We're going to see a lot of those guys playing on Sunday. What has been surprising me about the Longhorns is the play of David Ash. You know, not a lot of people have been talking about him this year, but he's been on point this year. You know, he's clearly taken over that starting role, and he's been running with it. The running game has been, you know, hasn't been what I thought it was going to be with those, you know, those running backs they got there. But like I said, this is a team loaded with potential, and it's, you know, and it's ready. I think it's ready to blow out. I think this is going to be a make or break game for them. I like West Virginia. I'm not as big on Geno Smith as everybody else is. I gotta see more. Like I said, I gotta look at this game and other games against teams that actually play real football. But you know, they do have a potentially explosive offense. You know, Austin and some other cats, they got wide receivers. But I can't put too much behind that Baylor game because that was pretty much passing league game right there. I don't know if they were playing 11-on-5, and what was going on with the defenses during that game, but that was pretty bad. So, like I said, I gotta take places. You know, in Texas, I gotta go with Texas.
Okay,
yeah,
what you about to say, Shotdown? What you have to say?
I was gonna say I saw Mike's post about, you know, on Facebook. He said Geno Smith is not, he's not RG3. I saw that comment,
yeah,
Mike, the other day.
I don't think he is. I mean, everybody's getting pumped up, you know. I mean, the stats he's putting up are comparable to RG3, but like I say, that last game, that was a passing league type. That wasn't even a passing league type of game. That was a bad practice game. I mean, both of them quarterbacks put up five. You know what I mean? The defenses were out of place. Guys weren't running where they were supposed to. He was having 5 minutes to throw the ball. I mean, you can't say a quarterback is elite off of that kind of game. I mean, I know the kid has skills, but I guess if you're going by stats, I could put him, you know, at the front of the Heisman race, but we've seen cats in the Big 12 throw for 40, 50 touchdowns before, so, well, not in the Big 12, but, you know, well, yeah, Texas Tech, but, you know, we've seen that before, so, I mean, it's not really nothing new if you're playing that kind of offense. You know, I gotta see him do it against better opponents. I mean, I don't really see what everybody's, you know, so high on West Virginia for.
Well, I mean, if you throw for him, what did he throw for, like 700 yards or something?
He threw for
almost 656. I see his stats. 45-51, 656 yards, 8 touchdowns.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of defense it is. I mean, that's pretty impressive right there. I mean, I think he's pretty much sealed the Heisman. I do. Particularly if they go undefeated.
He sealed the Heisman in week four?
It's still early, Clausell. He got some hype going in it, but it got to be some more football.
It's very
we just hit October, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
We got to see more now.
At the end of the year, when they look at his statistics, and they're going to be like, wow. And then they're going to look at this 600-yard game, and you're going to tell me that's not going to impress voters? They can't help but
He's getting consideration, but I wouldn't say he's going to win a Heisman yet.
I don't remember ever a quarterback throwing for that many yards in a game. Do you?
I mean, one game is going to win you a Heisman, though? Like I said,
no, I'm not saying one game is going to win that's not what I'm saying.
Let me say it like this. Did you see him make any plays in that game that any – very above average to good quarterback in college football couldn't have made?
I mean, not necessarily.
I mean, he was pretty much throwing it to wide open wide receivers. Like I said, I'm not saying the kid doesn't have skills, but I can't go off that game. Those receivers were wide open every time he was throwing the ball. There was no coverage. Cats were bumping into each other. It looked like a bad practice.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think. Well, and I want to get into that. That's what I was talking about. Do you think he sealed the Heisman?
I say this though. He got an invite. You know, what I'm saying he keep what he's doing. He definitely has an invite. He probably was getting some consideration. I think it went up, you know, boost up after that performance. But I wouldn't say he's gonna be winning the Heisman or he sealed it up. Like, nah, still got to see some more football
after week four. I mean,
yeah.
They gotta play. I mean, that's like I said. I think now, since like I said, a lot about, you know, since we have a lot of, you know, media and different stuff like that, I think we get hyped up on these guys so much. Like I said, I gotta see him play. He gotta go at least through week nine and show me he can do this against teams he can play. I mean, Taylor.
What do you think about his pro prospects? Would you take him as the number one pick in the draft?
No. See, that's like I say, we're getting way too far ahead of ourselves. Exactly. Way too far.
Yeah. I mean, okay, let's say the draft was next week. Who would you take in the number one pick? Would you take Geno Smith?
No. I would take at the beginning of the year, Matt Leinart. I mean, not Matt Leinart, Matt Barkley.
Yeah. Who would you take, Tex, as the first quarterback off the board?
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. I have no idea. Couldn't answer that right now. I mean, how can you answer that? Because none of them are ready to play in the league right now as we speak. Even if
the
draft was next week.
Who do you think has the biggest pro potential?
Well, you have a lot of us, quite a few quarterbacks out there that have potential to be good in the pros.
There's
quite a few. It's not just two or three of them. Quarterback class pretty deep this year. Not anybody just great, but a lot of solid prospects out there. A lot of guys playing and improving their play over the year. We just have to see. It's impossible to tell right now. I couldn't tell you right now.
Well, I would take Geno. I'm leaning towards Geno right now over Matt Barkley, to be honest with you. I think based off that game we just saw and his accuracy and his slight mobility, I mean, he's not that big. I mean, he's gonna get that's gonna go against him, but in terms of, I would take him, man. I mean, when you can throw the ball like that accurate. I take him over Matt Barkley right now. I want to listen to this. I want to hear what the caller has to say. 850. Oh, man, we got issues with the phone lines. Mike, are you there? Callie, Shotown, are you there? Shotown. Are you there? Text. There? anybody there? All right, we have an issue with the phone lines here. I'm going to take a break here. See if you firestorm. We'll be back in a few.